择来完成神对教会的托付。
We need to know God's expectations so we can fulfill His plans on this church.
那所以最好的办法呢，就是从耶稣当年对于洁净教会的这样期待，认识了解一个健康教会应当如何被建立。
So why did Jesus Christ plant His church at that day? Because that's His will all the time.
因为其中有很多的相同的原则，我们可以来学习的。
There's a lot of same principles we could use and learn.
我们可以知道说，到底神在今天对于他的教会的期待是什么？
So what are God's expectations toward our churches today?
所以从耶稣洁净圣殿的故事当中，有哪些重要的功课或是因素是至今不变神的心意？
From his sanctification of the temple, what is his will and what is his purpose?
一个健康的教会应该有哪些正确的教会观呢？
So what does a healthy church, what should a healthy church do?
以下我们将要跟大家来说明，分别说明。第一个是教会应当持守圣洁。
Number one, the church should keep his holiness.
让我们一起来读十五到十六节。
Let's read verse 15 to 16.
预备，请。
On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered temple courts and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. Would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts.
要有三方面，我们一起来思考。第一个呢是。洁净圣殿洁净的重要。
So we need to learn three things. Number one, the importance of the sanctification of a church.
你看，耶稣进入圣殿之后，有几个动作非常严厉的非常激烈的这个行动。
So after Jesus went into the temple courts, he did a few things, very important things.
你看，耶稣进入圣殿，赶出那些做买卖的人，然后推倒这个桌子，是悦坏银钱之人的这个桌子，还有卖。这个鸽子之人的凳子。
First, he drove out the merchandisers, then he overturned the tables of the money changers.
哇，我们觉得说，是不是这一幕耶稣情绪失控了
？We probably thought like Jesus was losing his temper at that time.
其实不是的。
No, he wasn't losing his control.
耶稣对于罪恶之事要严肃的面对，必须零容忍。
Because he could not tolerate these things.
他要下定决心来弃绝，绝对没有妥协的余地。
He was determined to drive out these things and has no compromise.
因为教会如果不能够持守圣洁，就不能够再被称为是教会。
Because if a church can't keep its holiness, it cannot be called a church.
圣殿这个词原文是神的处所。
The holy temple courts originally meant the residence of God.
Sacred place,
sacred place of God.
神的殿是供神居住的所在。
So the holy temple is actually where God resides.
我们习惯称教会是神的圣殿。
We habitually call the church as God's residence.
因为教会这地方是我们敬拜神与神相遇的地方。
Because the church is actually a place where we worship God and meet with God.
但是教会这个词希腊文原文是 ecclesia.
Well, actually, in the original Greek.It was called Ecclesia.
这个原来的意思呢，是指被呼召出来的一群人。
Ecclesia meant a group of people that was called out.
正确的来说，教会不是指建筑物，那个是教堂，不是教会。
So church is not a building.
而是这些被呼召出来的这一群人。
But
it's 聚在一起就成为教会。
But it's an assembly of people caught out from the world.
所以我们不管聚会在什么地点，我们过去在不管在哪里，借人家的场地也好，租人家的场地也好，我们在这里聚集就是神的教会。
So whenever we meet, whenever we gather, and then that would be called a place of church.
但更具体的来说，我们的身体就是圣灵的殿，是神的殿，圣灵居住在的所在。
And to be more accurate, our body is the residence of the Holy Spirit.
但很重要的是，除非圣洁，否则神就不居住在我们里面。
But unless you're holy, God cannot reside in you.
因此，当我们肯让主在我们心中作王的时候，我们里面的污秽、这些的掺杂、罪恶，也要被他清理干净。
So our body is the temple of God. We're willing to allow God to dwell inside and rule our hearts. All the filthiness and adoration and sins will be cleansed.
第二方面，教会持守圣洁呢，是要在品格道德方面。
The second thing we need to learn is the regulations of moral ethics.
耶稣呢，洁净教会的理由是当时的圣殿变成了贼窝了。
The reason that Jesus Christ cleansed the church was because people have turned the holy temple into a den of robbers.
当时圣殿的祭司允许商人在圣殿的外邦人院在那里做买卖。
The priests even allowed the merchandisers to sell and to do business outside of the temple courts.
他们卖这些献祭用的牛、羊、鸽子跟其他的祭品。
They sell the cattle, the cows, bulls, and sheep and doves for a sacrificial purpose.
又因为圣殿不收希腊和罗马的钱币，所以呢，在那里有他们犹太人自己的缴纳圣殿税，还有奉献所指定用的希伯来的钱币。
Also because the temple did not accept the currencies from Greece and also from Rome, so these priests could actually accept, they have to change the currencies there.
所以他们在那里有兑换钱币的人，然后还有被这个交易牲畜的这些祭品，这些其实原本的意思是好的。
So there are money changers, there are merchandisers who are selling these animals for making an offering.
他们提供了很多的方便，让那些来朝圣的这些人提供了很大的方便。
There was nothing wrong with that first because it did actually provide convenience for the pilgrimers.
我们来想看看，你要来圣殿的时候，突然忘记带这个，当时没有支票了哈。然后用那当时使用的钱来到圣殿，又要用那个圣殿的钱，你要去哪里换？不容易换的。
So、think about this. It would be really inconvenient if you brought some currencies that could not be used in the temple.
我们再来想看看，你西家带券不是坐飞机，也不是坐车子，没有 Uber 哈。
And there, that time there are no planes, there are no Uber.
然后你又看到你的女儿哦，像 Elsa 那么可爱，跑来跑去。然后你又要赶一群牛羊，赶着牛羊啊，那个是特别选出来的，这个没有瑕疵的要献祭的牛羊，你顾得了那么多吗
？So you brought children, animals. The animal had need to have no blemish. And then how could you take care of so many things at the same time？
你再想看看，以前的路不是像这样的路很平的、啊。
And the roads were not as actually as good as today.
在那里走着走着走着，哎，结果一个坑在那里，又嘣，哇，脚一瘸了。不圣洁了。
Trap, the cattle could actually fall into it.
哇，你都白养了，走到那边去啊，本来是很好的，无瑕疵的，一到那里，哇，对不起，这个有瑕疵，不能献祭，你不是白来一趟了。
So when you bring your animals there, and then the priest said, "Oh, your animals have some blemish, and then you cannot make an offering."
所以我们看见当时的圣殿提供方便呐、啊，真是太好了。
So at first, when the temple courts provided these services, that was actually pretty good.
你都不用担心，你只要这个预备你的心来献祭就好了。
So these pilgrimers did not have to worry about the
animals. 你不用担心你没有钱币，我们提供地方给你换。
They just needed to, you know, worship God.
你又不用担心你的这些献祭的这些东西，我们这里有。
They did not have to worry about the animals. The temple courts already had those animals for use.
而且你也不用担心它不圣洁，因为我们都检查过了。
And then these pilgrims did not have to worry about the whole, the perfection of these animals because they had already examined these animals.
你说当时的圣殿提供这么好的服务，这么好的便利，这样方便，好不好？
So wasn't that good when the temple courts provide all these services for the convenience of the pilgrims?
有人点头，有人不理我，到底是好还是不好？
Was that good?
有人说不好，有人说好。
You're afraid to answer.
这个动机是很好，可是后来演变到最后就会有不好的，因为教圣殿开始有商业的行为，实际上呢发生了三个弊端了。
So the purpose was good, however, there were three great disadvantages.
第一个，圣殿呢是在这个买卖是在圣殿的范围进行。一个神圣的地方呢，就成为商业用途，就被玷污了。
Number one, the sacred place become for commercial use.
第二个呢，是当时外邦人院剥夺了外邦人可以敬拜神的权利。
And number two, the temple outside the temple courts were actually used by Gentiles to worship God. But then, because these outside temple courts were used for selling animals, these Gentiles were deprived of their rights of worshiping God.
第三个是更严重的，是当时的祭司跟商人他们勾结串通。
And number three was even worse. The priests, the businessmen, the merchandisers colluded with each other and make corruptions in order to make profits.
他可以给商人很多的便利哈，例如他们的牲畜。裁判兼教练，裁判兼球员兼裁判，你说这样公不公平
？Businessmen actually could earn a lot of money from doing this.
他们自己再来检视通不通过圣洁的标准，因为只有祭司他们有权利来决定。那这些商人给他们好处，他就可以决定说这个有没有圣洁，这个有没有通过，这个可以来献祭的。
The priests actually had a lot of power because they were the ones who examined the animals to see if animals had blemish, could be offered as sacrifices. So when the businessman had good relationship with this priest, and they could actually make a lot of profits, they could pass this inspections really easily.
所以商人就高价在那里剥削, 然后与宗教领袖在那里平分暴利。
So the businessman actually colluded with this priest, and they actually share the profits they earned from selling those animals.
所以有一些没有瑕，这个有一点点瑕疵的，他们睁一只眼闭一只眼啊，就啊算了，过了。
So for those animals who did have like blemish, who were not perfect for making sacrifices, the priest would actually make their eyes half open and just pass them.
So their
filthiness was not just in holy rituals, but also in the moral ethics.
他们的行径简直像土匪,
So their actions were like bandits. So that's why Jesus Christ accused them that you have turned the holy temple into a den of robbers.
因此今天凡被称为教会的基督徒, 我们都要有追求圣洁。
So as Christians today, we do need to seek holiness.
教会领袖更必须要自我要求。
Christian leaders even more.
在品格道德方面要有美好的榜样。
Moral ethics in everything.
第三方面呢, 是教会规矩的制定。
Number three, and then finally, of church rules.
耶稣那时候不许人拿着器具从殿里经过。
So actually, Jesus did not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts.
我记得我们教堂外面有贴一张，请勿拿饮料、食物进入这个殿堂当中的。
Have you noticed outside our sanctuary there is a notice that no food or drink in the sanctuary?
不过那一张不见了。
But I did not see it anymore.
很多人以为说，哦，那个是为了维护教堂的清洁，怕弄脏地毯。
So a lot of people think, oh, because drinks could actually contaminate carpets, that's why they made this rule.
但是其实更重要的原因是为了维护教会的圣洁。
The more importantly, actually, is for keeping the holiness of the church.
其实地毯弄脏了，其实可以再清洗的。
Carpet can be contaminated, but it can be cleaned.
那教会误会了呢？
But then when church is contaminated.
你可能觉得奇怪说啊这吃个东西就污秽教会啊,
You might feel like strange. Why could drinking or eating could actually contaminate
有,
a church?
有这么严重吗?
Could that be so serious?
当然不是。
It's not.
因为重要的是背后的动机, 我们当对神存着一个严谨慎重的态度。
It's actually the motivation and your attitude toward God.
因为神是轻慢不得的。
Because God cannot be despised.
我们想象一下, 当你被市长, 邀请去参加一个很重要、很正式的一个音乐会。
The mayor invited you to a very formal concert.
那你绝对不会穿着拖鞋哈。
So you're not going to wear slippers to go there, right?
那你觉得很不会很随便的哈。
Don't you feel like it's too casual?
哇，上面都是很专业的音乐家。
There are virtuoso first-class musicians there.
你可以在那边吃吃喝喝、大声的喧哗吗？
Would you eat and drink while you're listening to a concert?
我们去参加一些音乐会，你迟到了，他不让你进去。等到这个演奏完之后，你要尊重啊，是不是？等到他这个弹完演完之后，你才进去。
You're only going to be allowed in after the concert is over.
这是一种尊重，是不是？
That is called respect.
但是教会并不是这也不是不只是一种，不单单是礼仪而已，更是一种尊重。
So in church, the same thing. It's not just a rule. It's also an attitude of respect toward church.
我们对人都如此，那对神岂不是更应当存一个谨慎敬畏的态度吗？
We respect the people around us. Why shouldn't we respect our God?
在旧约立位记当中，制定了大大小小很多的规矩，要当时的百姓去遵守。
In the Old Testament, Leviticus was recorded a lot of rules and regulations for the people of God to obey. Fortunately, we're not living in that time.
可是整个立位记的中心思想是什么?
But what is the central theme of Leviticus?
你们没有读过立位记吗?
Have you ever read Leviticus?
没有人理我，好像听到立位记，好像第一次听到。 都跳过去,
到出埃及。 You always skip that chapter, right?
到出埃及记就迷路了, 所以没有继续了。
You know, read over Exodus and you get lost, right?
所以没有读到利未记啊。 利未记的中心思想是什么?
Read Leviticus. So what is the central theme of that book?
神是圣洁的。
The theme of that book is God is holy.
那么多的规矩，重要要表达一个思想，就是神是圣洁的。
So many rules, so many regulations. God just wants to teach us one thing. He is holy.
今天世界各地许许多多的教会都有设立不同的规矩，要信徒去遵守。
So actually, a lot of churches in this world now have set down a lot of rules and regulations for church members to obey.
当然，我们人被人家约束，被受到这个限制，当然不方便嘛。
Of course, no one wants to be restricted because it's so inconvenient.
当我们愿意去遵守这些制定的规矩，其实这提醒我们。神是圣洁的，
but we want to obey those rules and regulations. Actually, we're reminded God is holy.
第二方面，教会应当发挥功用。
Second lesson to learn from Jesus' teaching is the church should function properly.
我们一起来读第十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
预备，请。
As he taught them, he said, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations'? But you have made it a den of robbers."
怎么样发挥功用？第一个是要持守圣经的教导。
Number one, you have to be faithful to the teaching of the Bible.
好，这里耶稣说，经上不是记着说吗
？Isn't it written in the Bible?
当我们发怒、生气的时候，所说出来的话通常都不造就人，甚至骂人的脏话都出来了。
And then what we say normally would not edify people, and we could even curse.
有没有这样的经验
？Have you ever had that kind of experience?
你们从来不发怒的哈，所以有人有诚实哈。
Someone raised her hand.
但是耶稣发音的时候，生气归生气，他仍然依然持守圣经的教导，以神的话为作为有根有据的基础。
But even when Jesus was angry, he still quoted the Bible as his foundation.
对于圣殿的百姓而言，唯有神的话才是他们遵循的依归。
For the people of God, only God's words are the regulation they should obey.
同样，今天教会也必须要持守纯正的信仰。
But today, church should also be faithful to proper.
也就是要忠于圣经全面的教导。
We need to be very faithful to the Bible teaching.
讲台上所传讲的不应该只是教人信主之后如何能够成功蒙福气得好处而已。
Preachers should not just focus on, oh, after you have believed Jesus Christ, you're going to be rich and you're going to have a blessed life, stuff like those.
却忽略了苦难对于信徒成长的重要性。
And then ignore, totally ignore the importance of sufferings and persecutions to the growth of a believer.
有些教会人很多，可是他们讲的都是让人家听了很好听，他就会继续回来听。
A lot of churches are pretty big, they have a lot of people, but the preaching of the pulpit just teach people how to be successful, prosperous,and be blessed.
不一定是根据圣经的。
And it might not be really, be faithful to the Bible.
教会要高举圣经的权威，而不是用人的智慧、学问、才干或能力来吸引会众。
Church should uphold the authority of the Bible instead of human wisdom, learning, talents, and abilities.
当然，我们可以借着举办许多轻松的活动或服务性的讲座来吸引人到教会来。
Of course, we can conduct a lot of community services to attract people to come to church.
那只是一种策略跟手段而已。
That is just a strategy, just like a way of attracting
people. 最后还是要忠于，要回到神的话语里面。
At last, we still have to be faithful to Bible teaching.
那你看我们教会为例，我们所有的聚会聚集在星期天，我们当然是学习圣经。
Taking our church's example, on Sundays, of course, we're learning Bible. We have Sunday school.
十点钟我们就有成人主日学。
At 10 o'clock, we have Sunday school.
那我们的十一点敬拜的时候，我们也是很忠实的传讲圣经。
At 11, we have worship service. We're actually teaching God's word.
那除此之外，我们星期三有祷告会。
Wednesday night, we have prayer meetings.
我们也是先读神的话语开始。
We also just read God's words first.
那周四的查经班，那更是说查考圣经了。
And then we just learn Bible, of course.
周五的团契，我们也是学习圣经。
Friday fellowship also learn Bible.
我们都离不开学习圣经的教导。
And learning Bible is an integral part of our church.
因为那才是教会最重要的基础。
Because that is the most important foundation of our church.
第二部分要提供真诚的敬拜。
Second thing, we need to worship with sincerity.
这里耶稣说，他说我的殿必称为万国什么？怎么
？Because Jesus said, "My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations."
教会应当有教会的功用，可惜人却把它扭曲了。
Church should have its proper function, however, we twisted it.
我们知道，在欧洲有许多富丽堂皇的教堂，现在已经沦落成为博物馆。
In Europe, there are a lot of magnificent church buildings, but they have become museums.
它已经变成游客提供游客拍照的观光据点。
They have become tourist attractions for just tourists to make to shoot photos.
一方面，我们忧伤神的殿竟然荒凉到这样的地步，
不再是祷告的殿了。On one hand, we're so distressed how desolate our church is. It's not become a house of prayer anymore.
另一方面也成为我们的借镜，我们不希望沦落到这样的光景。
On the other hand, we see this. We need to be reminded. We don't want to fall down into this kind of pit.
教会是敬拜神的地方，是人与神可以借着祷告来交通，经历神的同在。
Church is a house of prayer where we meet with God. We experience God's presence.
我最近听到很多人告诉我
，So recently I've heard a lot of things from.
他们最近搬来这边，或者是他们在寻找教会，最后他们爱上我们的教会，继续回到我们当中。
They've been looking for churches, and then they eventually found our church, and they're willing to come back.
我们教会有什么特别的哈
？So what's so special for our church?
他们说他们在这里经历神的同在。
Because they said they told me they could actually experience God's presence in this church.
呀，说实在的哈，我们教会算是一个小教会啦。
To be honest, our church is really, really small.
我们空间不大。
We don't have a lot of resources.
我们能够提供的资源又不多。
We're all really restricting our resources.
尤其在这个地区的，又有很多其他的华人教会可以供选择。
Especially in this area, a lot of big Chinese churches in this area.
而这些人愿意持续回到我们当中呢
？These people are willing to come back to our church. What is the reason?
不是因为我们有什么特别之处。
Not because we're so special.
我们的食物比较好吃。
Our food is more delicious.
我们的这位置坐的比较舒服。
And our church is more comfortable.
或是我们提供的节目可以服务更多人。
Provide more programs that could actually service more people.
其实我听到很多见证。是他们感受到这里可以真实的经历神的同在跟他大能的显现。
More testimony is actually focusing on that we can experience God's presence in this church.
那我们可以看见外面儿童在那搭帐篷，在那里敬拜。
We see our children worship program has already started. We have set up a tent outside our church for children to worship God.
因为我们的场地实在是有限哈。
Our church is inside the building is really limited.
可是既然有人愿意早一点来帮忙搭这些活动
Then our co-workers are so willing to come so early to set up the tents for children to worship God.
的确我真的很感恩，因为神过去不断的保守带领着我们，使我们一步一步经历他信实供应直到今天。
I'm so thankful God has been keeping our church and he's just so faithful.
我们未来也会注重在教会的功能。
In the future we're going to focus more on the proper function of
church. 我们会提供教会敬拜的品质，使我们每一次敬拜或是祷告，我们都可以领受到神的掌权跟保护、安慰跟激励。
So that we can experience every single time we worship God, we can experience God's comfort, God's healing power, and God's presence.
神的恩惠跟慈爱，感
受他 God's grace and God's love kindness,
并且他真实的同在。
And his real presence with us.
其实神对于教会的心意就是他要与人同在。
His gospel toward the church is he's wanting to be residing in us.
从旧约当中建造会幕，一直到建造圣殿，一直到今天的教会，神的心意就是要与人同在。
From the tabernacle in the Old Testament, his will is always be with us.
透过祷告，我们可以透过敬拜，我们可以与神经历与神同在。
So through worship and prayers, we can experience His presence. He's been with us.
那你不一定要来参加我们周三晚上的教会祷告会。
You don't have to come to the prayer meetings on Wednesday night.
但是你却可以随时来到教堂，来到圣殿，来向神祷告。
But you can come anytime to worship to God and pray to Him.
星期五晚上聚会的时候，有一位妈妈她晚来，因为她那天有事，但是她回来接她的孩子。
On Friday night, last Friday, there was a mother who actually came late and who had to leave early to pick up her kids.
有所有人都走了。
So all the people had gone already. So she had to stay.
当然我要留在教会，因为要锁门嘛，所以也不能把那个孩子赶出去。
Because I had to stay at church and lock the church, so I had to wait for her
to
pick up her kids.
对不起，对不起，好忙啊。
So the one mother rushed in. She was like, "Oh, so busy. Sorry, I'm late."
但她回去之前呢，讲了一句话，让我觉得好温馨呐。
But then before she left, she said one thing that was just so touched.
你猜她说什么话
？Guess what she said?
有你在。他不是说牧师你辛苦了，谢谢你啊，这么晚了还不回去啊？
She did not just say thank you, pastor. You're like you're working so hard, waiting for me, and please go back home, you know, as soon as possible.
他说，让我先到里面教堂里面祷告一下，我再走。
She said, let me go to church and pray for a little bit before I leave.
哎呦，我真的是觉得我是不是听错了
？I could not believe it.
后来他真的是来祷告，连他儿子都找不到，我妈去哪里了
？She really actually came to church, the sanctuary, and prayed, and even her son could not find her.
我说你妈妈去祷告了。
As So I told her, your mother actually went to the temple and then prayed.
之前有一位弟兄很可爱，他说他去医院，他说跑来教会先祷告。
There was like a lovely brother who came to church before he went to see the doctor. He came to church first and said he needed to pray before he see the doctor. So I was really, really touched.
我们来想看，假设你对教会的观念想到的就是哦，来教会就是吃喝玩乐。
If your view on church is you come to church to eat and drink and then have some entertainment.
我们如果给人的观念，教会也是吃喝玩乐。
If our views on church is also just we come to church to eat and drink and to be entertained,
那就失去教会存在的意义。
Then the church is not functioning properly.
当然，我们说我们教会提供的这些活动，借着所谓的提供这些有趣的、有吃的，哈，中国人看重吃嘛，所以这是一个策略跟方法。
So these activities are actually good because they are a good strategy to attract people.
如果没有这些，可能都没有人要来了，是不是？
If we didn't have these activities, probably nobody would even come.
但这只是一个策略跟方法，这不是最主要的。
A strategy that's not the purpose of church to exist.
所以我们要来明白，我要明白教会的功能，真的功能是什么。
We truly need to know what is the major proper function of church.
我们弄得很多，给人家玩了，吃喝玩乐之后，我们累得要命。
We have conducted a lot of entertaining activities, and we're so tired.
难道周而复始这样子做吗？用这些活动来维持教会的功能吗？这不是神的心意。
That is not God's will. Church is not going to function properly in that way.
再来是要接纳不同的族群。
And then we also need to accept different ethnic groups.
我的殿必称为什么？
My house will be called the house of prayer for all nations.
教会是万国万民聚集祷告的地方。
All people from all nations need to come to his house to pray.
上礼拜我们讲过，将来我们在天上敬拜的时候，有各种人从各族各方来的这些万民在这里聚集一起敬拜。
Last week I talked about how people from all nations come to God's temple to pray.
但是我要告诉你，神让我们有机会经历在地上如在天上，我们就可以看到这一幕了，就是透过教会。
But once to experience the worship, the true worship on earth as it is in heaven.
好，你看我们教会虽然小，
人数不多，
但是你可以真实的看到我们当中有不同的文化。能够彼此接纳跟包容。
And our church is actually really multicultural, although it's very small, and we have to tolerate different cultures.
你仔细数一数，我们当你会发现说，我们的成员或是曾经来过的这些，有来自台湾，这个香港、大陆、新加坡、马来西亚、菲律宾、印尼、越南、泰国、加拿大、英国、巴西等地。
Ethnic groups in our church. It's actually really, really multicultural. We have people from all over the world. Asian people from Taiwan, China, from South Asia, Southeast Asia, from Singapore, Malaysia, from Hong Kong, from Vietnam, from Philippines.
我没有讲错吗？是吗？
Is that right?
是吗？好，还有我们这里包括第一代移民、第二代移民，甚至第三代或第四代移民在这里。
We even have the first generation immigrants, third generation immigrants, and fourth generation immigrants in this church.
我早上问 Dorothy 哈，
I asked Dorothy this morning.
她说她是第三代移民。
She said she's the third generation.
如果她的孙子哈，孙子来到我们家，她就第五代移民了。
So if her grandson came to our church, then her grandson would be the fifth generation.
我们有不同的肤色。
So we have different colors of skin.
当然我们还包括美国当地的人啊。
我们今天又有从 local people,
我今天又有苏联的
We have Russian church people.
我们可以在这里一起敬拜。
We could worship together.
哇，这在哪里可以看到？就在教会里面。
Where else can you see this?
而且在我们这么小的教会，我们就可以经历到哎。
Even in such a small church, you can experience this.
你以为在天堂才可以看到这一幕吗？在这里就可以经历到了，就是。
Are you waiting to go to heaven to see this kind of scene? You can see this in this church.
你看，我觉得说我们的包容力太了不起了。
I feel like our tolerance is just so big.
我也常以能够作为你们的牧师感到荣誉，感到骄傲。
I feel proud that I can be a pastor of this church.
我们也希望以后能够继续努力。
I hope we can actually make more efforts in the future.
去敏锐察觉我们周围许多与你不同的人。
To really discern the people who are different from you.
不是去尊重他们而已，而是去接纳他们，让他们在教会中。
Not just respect them, tolerate them, but accept them.
让他们可以找到在教会的位分。
So that they could find their positions in this church.
那个位分不是说你要给他做什么事情，而是神有一个计划，透过他在这里要完成的。
Not his position, but God's what God wants him to do in this church.
让他成为我们未来共同的努力目标。
So that these people can become our goals in the future.
你说好不好啊？好。
Isn't that good?
这样才能够发挥教会应当有的功用。
In that way, church can function properly.
最后，教会应当传承使命。
And last, the church should inherit the mission.
我们来读十八节，预备。
Verse 18. The chief priests and the teachers of the law heard that and began looking for a way to kill him, for they feared him because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching.
第一个，我们要防备恶者的攻击。
Three things you need to do. You need to watchfully defend against evildoers. You need God's wisdom.
当时这些宗教人是想办法要除灭耶稣。
These religious people tried every way to kill Jesus.
耶稣面对恶势力的逼迫、迫害。
Jesus faced at the persecution of the evil powers.
其实今天教会同样也面对来自恶势力的破坏。
In the same way today in the church, we are facing the evil powers.
那就是来自仇敌撒旦的搅扰攻击。
Actually, we're accused by Satan, and also we are actually persecuted by Satan.
其实保罗已经提醒我们了。
Apostle Paul has already reminded us.
作为一个基督徒，你要有心理准备啊。
As a Christian, you need to be prepared for this persecution.
我们一起来读提摩太后书三章十二节，预备。
2 Timothy 3:12. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
为什么信徒会遭到逼迫？
Why are Christians persecuted?
我们下礼拜有这个会讲到这个团契，星期五四月六号，等下周那个。师会会介绍一下，就是我们会有关于基督徒被逼迫的这些的消息。
April 6th, Friday night, we're going to have a seminar about Christian persecutions in China.
为什么信徒信得好好的，为什么要遭遇逼迫？
Why are Christians persecuted?
我们在美国就没有感受到这种逼迫。
In America, you seemingly not really experienced that.
但其实你若仔细想一想，的确会啊，你在教还是会有逼迫。
Actually, think about it carefully. You do. You are persecuted.
因为撒旦的任务就是要来拆毁神的教会。
Satan's purpose is to damage his church.
他会用尽各样的方法手段来达成他的目的。
He's going to use every way to achieve his plan.
例如制造教会的不合一。
For example, he's going to cause a split in the church.
使教会肢体四分五裂。
The body of Christ will be split.
以谎言来攻击教会信徒。
And using lies to attack Christians.
以批评刁难教会的同工。
Use criticisms and accusations.
以恶言控告神的仆人。
To persecute co-workers, to accuse God's servants.
你看今天教会。都是充满这样的事情、欸、
So you can see the church is now full of these kind of things.
那撒旦不是化妆成人的样子啊？
Satan is actually disguised as a human being.
只是人却被撒旦利用了。
But then human beings are actually used by Satan.
所以我们需要智慧来分辨。
We need to have wisdom from God to discern these things.
尤其在我们在教会的服事当中，我们受到委屈了。
Especially our church services when we're wronged.
你要想到耶稣当年受到逼迫。
Have to think aboutJesus' persecutions, being persecuted on the cross.
他被强加了一些身上一些无辜的、一些莫须有的罪名。
He was blamed for a lot of innocent charges.
但是他却没有为自己去辩护什么。
But he did not argue for himself.
倘若你过了这一过不了这一关
，If you could pass this test,
为了争那一口气
，or just let out your streams of anger,
那你就愚昧的陷入魔鬼撒旦的陷阱了。
Then you are actually stupid. You fall into the evil schemes of Satan.
所以基督徒都需要神赐给我们智慧。
So all Christians need God's given wisdom to avoid the tricks of the devil.
使我们在属灵征战当中，我们不轻易就中了魔鬼的诡计。
We can win this battle in the spiritual warfare and not fall into the tricks of the devil.
正如圣经对教会的提醒。
Just like the Bible reminds all the churches in this world.
彼得前书五章八节，我们一起来读。
1 Peter 5:8.
北秦。
Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour.
第二方面是我们要勇于面对挑战。
Second thing, you need courage to face the challenges. You need God's presence.
这里讲到说，虽然耶稣面对这些人的逼迫，但是呢，却又怕他。
Although Jesus was facing so many persecutions, accusations, but these people actually feared him.
这些人惧怕耶稣，因为耶稣身上带着神的能力啊。
Why did they fear him? Because Jesus Christ has the power from God.
同样，今天我们面对仇敌的攻击，我们不但可以不用担心，甚至还可以让对方。恐惧欸、
so today in the same we have the almighty power from God, we don't need to be afraid of the accusations.
只要有神的同在
people would actually fear us.
那些想要攻击的人就无计可施、
so、
无可奈何
presence,
甚至还会怕你、欸、
And these people won't be able to hurt you or harm you. They will be even afraid of you.
圣经中记载一个故事、
so、In the Bible, it was recorded a story.
我非常喜欢、这段故事。
I like this story a lot.、
就是以色列第一位君王叫做扫罗。
First, the king of Israel is called King Saul.
他拥有全国所有的最高权柄。
He had the highest authority in his country.
照理说，他全国没有任何人可以怕的。
Of course, he did not have to be afraid of anybody in his country because he had a high authority.
可是他竟然会害怕一个过去牧羊的一个小孩。
However, he was afraid of a little shepherd.
他曾经用鸡旋甩石打败哥利亚的这个大卫。
The little shepherd even actually defeated the giant Goliath.
为什么？因为上帝与他同在。
Because God was with him.
那这些经文是这样子的，我们一起
来读。So the Bible was like this.
预备，请。
Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with David, but had departed from Saul. So he sent David away from him and gave him command over 1,000 men. And David led the troops in their campaigns. Everything he did, he had.
当你愿意勇敢地接受挑战
When you're willing to accept challenges,
一生为主而活
Living for God your whole life,
你可能会遇到许多的艰难或困苦
You might face a lot of difficulties and adversities.
但是只要你经历神的同在
but as long as you're experiencing God's presence all the time,
神必定会保守看顾
God will protect you.
你便可以印证圣经所应许的他说神若帮助我们谁能抵挡我们呢
Then you will be a testimony of God's Bible verse. And when the God's with us, no one can be against us.
最后是要忠心传扬真理。
And last, we need to be faithfully proclaiming the truth.
啊，那是需要神的大能。
Which needs God's power.
啊，我们众人，他讲众人都稀奇他的教训。
Bible says here, the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching.
耶稣但是他不怕得罪人，他说他当说的话不畏惧强权。
Jesus was not afraid of being accused.
He was not afraid of the powers.
He was just faithful. He was just faithfully proclaiming the truth. Even the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching.
那什么是稀奇啊？
So what is called being
amazed? 觉得哇，好奇怪啊，好奇怪。其实这个字又是深感惊讶的意思。
Did that mean feeling strange? No, actually, it was surprised.
那是需要神的大能才能够完成的。
Actually needs God's power to be fulfilled.
圣经不是记载说众人哇感动他的教训啊。
The Bible did not say the people were touched by his teaching.
啊，像我们教会当中都是在分享之后说啊，你的教导很感动我啊。
So at church we often hear people say, "Hey, your teaching has really moved me."
我们没有说很让我稀奇。
Really heard that your teaching is amazing.
我们不用这个词嘛，哈。
We use this word very often.
可是当时他们是用这个词稀奇啊。
But the Bible actually here said
是惊讶的意思啊。
People was amazed at Jesus' teaching.
其实神的话语本身就带着能力。
Because God's words had power already.
神的大能人可以让我们敬畏啊。
God's almighty power can make us stand in awe of Him.
甚至人会稀奇你所做的事跟所说的话。
Even people could be amazed at what you do and what you say.
你记得当年耶稣复活升天之后，他的门徒彼得、约翰在马可楼那里祷告。后来他们领受圣灵的大能之后，发生什么事情
？So do you remember in the Bible in Acts was recorded before Jesus Christ ascended back to heaven, and then his disciples Peter and John were actually praying there. What happened?
他们真是不畏强权，忠心传扬福音的真理。
They were not afraid of the powers of the world.
结果被抓去了。
But they were put in prison.
关在监牢里面啊。可是他们面对群众的这些的压力，把他们放出来。
Facing the pressures of the crowds.
所以这些啊宗教人士想尽办法就好。
So this religious
people. 好来警告他们，严厉的来慎重的来恐吓他们，不许再传讲基督。
So these religious people warned them and even seriously warned them not to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ anymore.
后来就把他放出来了。
So they were released.
放出来，他们有继续传讲真理吗
？Did they continue to proclaim the truth?
是啊。
Yes, they did.
圣经告诉我们说，到一个地步
，even to a point.
我们一起来读《使徒行传》四章十三节，预备，请。
When they saw the courage of Peter and John, realized they were unschooled ordinary men, they were astonished, took note that these men had been with Jesus.
人们就稀奇这些。渔夫啊，没有这个受过教育的人，居然可以讲出他们传扬真理的时候，居然有带着大能。
They're astonished. These uneducated people, how could they even talk about such powerful words?
其实今天我们也是一样。
Today in the same way.
你不要小看自己受的教育不高。
Don't underestimate yourself, your education.
你不要小看自己，轻看自己能力不够。
Don't think you are not well educated and you are not powerful enough.
当你愿意忠心传扬真理的时候
，When you are faithfully proclaiming God's truth,
借着神的同在，你也可以无往不利。
With God's power presses, you will have power too.
最后
，At last,
我们知道要建立神的教会何等不容易。
So we know it's not easy to build God's church.
在座各位花了。30多年，不知已经付上多少代价，才有今天的成果。
The brothers and sisters in this church have been working so hard for 30-something years, so we can have such a church over here.
我来到这个教会一年多而已。
I've been here for less than 2 years.
有些人来的比我长一点点，有些比我还晚。
Some people have been here for a little bit longer than me or shorter than me.
但我们来这里的目的是继续在建造。
But what is our purpose coming to this church? To continue to build his church.
我们都知道建造教会不容易。
Building his church is not easy.
要建造一个健康的合神心意的教会更是不容易。同意吗?
Building a healthy church after God's heart is even harder. Do you agree?
有三个同意哈，大家都同意哈，大家同意，更不容易，更
不容易。Even harder.
要建立教会比较容易，但是要建立一个合神心意的健康的教会。更不容易。
Building a church is probably easier, but building a healthy church and continuing
running
it healthily is not.
不要误会说我们啊，那你是说以前我们都不健康了？不要误会啊。
So don't wrong me that I did not say the church is not healthy.
就像我们身体，你说你健不健康？你不可能一辈子都健康，你可能要需要一些的检视才知道说啊，我最近啊是不健康了，要开始要改善了。
So only under doctor's inspections you will know how, if you're healthy or not, right?
今天的信息也是提醒我们有几个来检视我们的。
So today's message also reminds us in what aspects we need to focus on in order to keep our church healthy.
教会要保持健康不容易。
It's not easy to keep a church healthy.
但今天我们从今天的信息当中学习到，教会应当要持守圣洁。
But then from today's message, we need to learn three things that we need to do in order to keep church healthy.
教会要发挥它的功用。
Church need to function properly.
教会也要承传它的使命。
Church should inherit the mission.
虽然这不容易，但是我希望这是我们未来共同的目标。
Although it is not easy, but I hope it's going to be a goal for all of us.
需要你我一起来完成。
You and me together accomplish the mission.
因为我们将来都要必须要面对神的审判。
Because we're all going to face the judgment of God in the future.
将来我们面对神的时候，唯有建立一个健康的合神心意的教会。我们将来才能够坦然无惧的面对。
Only if we can build a healthy church according to God's will, then we can stand before God's throne. We can face Him without fear.
让我们一起在神面前来立志。
So let's all make this determination.
虽然我们不完全
，although we're imperfect，
但是神把我们召聚一起，呼召我们成为教会。
As a group of people,
我们一个心意就是建造神荣耀的教会。
Only with one will to build a glorious church.
不是靠着我们的能力。
Not with our own powers.
乃是单单依靠神的大能。
But solely rely on His power.
让我们一起来经历，我们一起努力来建造一个健康的教会。你们说好不好？
Let's all experience God's power to build a healthy church. Is that good?
让我们一起起立来回应。
Let's all stand up and sing this song.
教会唯一的根基是主耶稣基督，蒙主恩典进城里，在黑教官祝福，从中天上来寻他，为主三界幸福，舍身流血。
From every nation, yet one o'er all.
受人讥笑毁谤，内政分裂了他，身体断叛逆重杀，圣徒焦虑对孙说，黑夜到底多长，哭泣机枪变歌声，转瞬便见晨光。也许 hunger had union with God the three in one, and magic three communion with those who trust this all. Oh, happy one and holy, Lord, give us grace and peace. Thy kingdom meek and lowly, all high may dwell with thee. 我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，谢谢你让我们有恩典跟机会来建造你的教会。
Lord, thank you because you give us grace and opportunities to build your church.
因为在世界上许多地方都还没有机会，或是没有这样的能力，让他们自由的聚集成为教会。
Because you know, Lord, there are so many areas in this world that where there are no opportunities for people to gather together and worship you.
主，你给我们恩典跟机会在这里。可以建造一个荣耀的教会来祝福我们的社区。
Oh Lord, how great are you that you give us such great grace and sufficient grace for us to build a church here to glorify you.
来荣耀你的名。
To glorify your name.
谢谢主的恩典。
Lord, thank you so much for your grace.
然而我们也祈求你给我们智慧跟力量。
But we also ask you to give us wisdom and strength.
因为建造教会不是按着我们的心意。
Because building a church is not after our own wills.
那是要合主你的旨意。
After your will.
主啊，求你帮助我们，让我们回到你的心意当中。
So we can go back to your will.
从当年耶稣洁净圣殿的故事当中给我们提醒。
From your cleansing of church, the holy temple, to remind us.
让我们知道主你对教会的期待是什么。
So that we know your expectations toward your church.
主啊，让我们不致羞愧。
So that we won't be ashamed.
倘若你来到我们当中的时候，你不会发怒，看见我们教会变成贼窝。
Your wrath is not gonna be let off toward us.
主啊，让我们恢复教会的功能。
Let's recover the function, the proper function of God.
让我们继续传扬教会当传扬的使命。
Let's proclaim your truth.
虽然我们面对一些的挑战，甚至攻击。我们仍然不退缩。
Although we're facing challenges and attacks, we're not gonna flinch.
求主给我们力量。
Oh Lord, give us strength.
与我们同在，保守看顾我们。
Keep us and protect us.
让我们在这样的建造的过程当中。